Wednesday night, Chodesh Halvavos, packed stadium, Shara Bitachon, Perek Ravi. If you have a chance, go down to the Bar Mitzvah, say Mazel Tov. Really, go downstairs. So may go downstairs to the Bar Mitzvah afterwards, okay? Go. He doesn't have his friends there. Go be his friend. Say Mazel Tov. What? Dance with him a little. Jolson. What? That's fine.
Go in and say Mazel Tov.
Yeah. He's a member of the shul, and there's like not so many people downstairs. So go downstairs and dance a little, eat a piece of cake. Go. That's right. You make him feel good. You don't have to be ashamed. Okay, you'll go. No, it's a good thing. So we're on page Kuf Mem Hei, and we're saying someone that gets a lot of money, so he'll make one of three mistakes, possibly. He'll think that since Hashem made him wealthy, so things are looking up, so he'll do things that are dishonest. He'll go about earning money in the wrong way. He'll feel justified in doing so. He'll say, oh, look, Hashem wants me to be rich. I can't mess up my business now. Or he will think that it's for himself, and he won't realize that there's three addresses on money that he gets. One is taka for him, one is for others. And on page Kuf Mem Vav, he says, it's stumped, he should have money, and he should have a portfolio, and the great toelos of that is that when he dies, someone else will get it. For who ha-moment shembo toelos la-odom. But Olof, he's holding it for someone else. Shmi rosu nuti rosu adasho yorishenu luzulaso o yovad mimenu. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line. Bahasocho, the foolish person, yachsho, will think, kol ma-shenigzolom in ha-moment, that any money he gets, shehu parnosas mazono v'chalkolos gufo, that it's for him to use, v'yosavelo, so he'll say, mine, 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 all mine, v'yoslaitolov, and he'll go crazy over it, v'efshersh, and you know who's going to get it? The guy that marries his wife when he drops dead. That's what he says. V'efshersh, he can say you, labal ishto achrov, you know who's going to get the money? A genius guy, he's slaving his whole life, drops dead of a heart attack. His wife remarries after the 30 days, and the guy gets all his money. She got saved the Baal Ishto Achrov. It really won't happen that way because his kids will get it, but don't worry. The women have a way of getting the money. But after she got saved the Baal Ishto Achrov, if you want to make a prenup, see Rabbi Malinowitz. After she got saved the Baal Ishto Achrov, Ularotzko, or the guy that murdered him, will get the money. Ulaoiva Agado. Kids, this is what, like it says in Koheles, someone else will get the money, and that's Hevel. Hevel Ro'a, Ro'isi Tachas HaShemesh, and it causes great angst. And you know, you work, and what happens to the money? The government gets it, real estate taxes.
So this is like a second Nisayon HaMitav.
He's saying,
you're
going to
get extra money.
You're going to have extra money, and there's a Nisayon what you do with it, or what your attitude is.
One that has extra money, yeah. There's a Nisayon what you're
Vovin Ashlishi, the third Nisayon is that you provide people with Parnosa and you take a right amount of generous salaries, but you end up thinking that you are Hashem's gift to the universe and they have to kowtow to you because you're the boss and you think you're giving them Parnosa and you start to believe your own press clippings and you start to believe that they have to thank you or fawn over you or get your coffee, because if they don't, you get angry at them. She knows in the parnosas of Alein can be shegozer Hashem lohem al yado, but the yispor Alein b'kach. He acts contemptuously towards them, overbearing. The yirtzel lahasik todosam, a goal of his will be to get their thanks. They, of course, mitzidam should thank him, but it's not what he should be looking for. Ulaharbos tilosam, they should praise him. b'shiyikonulo b'glola, that they submit to him because of it. This is a very big nisayon of every baal, of anybody in any position of ownership, any politician. He gives out jobs, he gives out. What does the politician do? He gives someone something with your tax money. Not his money. But people are like, they fawn all over him, and they give him cover when he comes to town, and they're hoping he'll throw him a bone. Again, not realizing that the bone is their bone in the first place, because they paid for it. He gives them their money, and they like, oh. They say things to him, they machnif him. The tigba nafsho, and he becomes very arrogant. And now it gets worse. He'll stop feeling akaras akol to the Eibishter. And he'll start thinking, you know, if I give this guy a cut in salary, so I'll be that much richer. And if I fire two employees, I'll have that much more money for myself. If not to him, they wouldn't have parnasa. Right?
Is this in this situation? Are we only talking about yidden that are his employees, not necessarily goyim?
Well, the attitude should be universal. The attitude when you have an employee that you should see yourself only as a conduit for providing parnasa to them. That would be universal, even if your employees are goyim. I don't see a difference. You shouldn't be overbearing, or all these things he talks about here about a boss. He shouldn't be, no matter what. And he shouldn't think, if not for him, they wouldn't have parnasa, and they owe their jobs to him, and they owe. You know, the song, I sold my soul to the company store. You know these things. You guys are maratsu. Mamish are maratsu. Go to Google tonight, Eitan. Type in, I sold my soul to the company store. You'll hear like a very margish song about a guy that works for a company and how the company takes advantage of him and makes him buy the miners, the coal miners, used to have to buy their things in the only store that was around for like hundreds of miles called the company store, the company that hired them. So the company hired them, paid them bupkis. They went down to the mines. They got filled with the dust. Black lung. Black what?
Black lung.
Yeah, black lung. They charged them an arm and a leg in the company store. Then they would give them credit. It was like terrible. We're talking about the 1800s. So there's a song, I sold my soul to the company store. Very, very margish song. You listen to it. What? Not exactly. A lot of people sang it. I don't know whose song it is originally, but there's like every other song. You know, like no, there's a lot of versions of it by now. But type in sold my soul to the company store. Maybe you'll hit the original. It's like the original is like an old folk song. It's very, the arrangements of the original song are very margish. It's like very scary. You send chills up your spine. A scary song. So this is what he's talking about. And he starts thinking, if not, he has him over a barrel. If not for him, they won't have parnosa. V'nezu achote, this person's chote. She is achzeid b'asoko b'olam hazeh. He's going to get messed up in olam hazeh because he doesn't have bitacho. V'sheyavzid gmulo l'olam haba. Any good from his good deeds, if it just becomes a cause for his own chait, and it just becomes a cause for his own arrogance, then we don't care that it's a good deed. V'amaskil yinag b'shlosha ofanim k'fisha matim l'dosova olamo, that he knows he's just a conduit for the money, and he knows he has to be honest, etc. U'bitchono b'meshem yad Hashem miparnasoso u'rechusho chozok mi'bitchono b'meshem yesh b'yodo mehem. Beautiful sentence. His bitachon in Hashem, his reliance on Hashem, and his viewpoint that Hashem is the one providing for him, is much stronger than his reliance on his bosses, who are actually handing him a paycheck every month. But his bitachon is on Hashem, not on them. Ubitchono b'mesh b'yad Hashem miparnasaso urchusho chazak mibitchono b'mesh yesh b'yodu mehem. Keni yodem uparnasas mozon uparnasas rechush. If it's coming from other people, he doesn't know if it's substances, just to be, you know, sustain them or just to have extra money. B'yasik hakavod b'olam hazeh v'achus tov b'olam haba. At Sofa, where it says Yigia Kapech Kisochel Ashrecha V'Tov Lach.
Okay. It's like a two-way street.
What do you mean?
The person who has all the money is going to punish the employees, let's say.
Yeah.
But the employees know.